So last episode, Morgana and Micah had some discussions about changing the game. Excalibur is back in play, but at the cost of Ezra. Karen is trying their best to teach the new dragon to, you know, be useful. While Todd Goodfellow reconnected Micah and Karen together to retrieve a very old necklace from like season one, but multiple people have needs for that necklace and plans for that necklace. And then finally, not technically the last thing that happened on the show, but maybe the biggest thing that happened last episode, of Micah met Jonathan.
Very emotional.
I hope I did Jonathan justice.
You truly did. It was so spot on that it brought back that whole
season. I had edited many, many hours of that character, but it was like over a year ago.
Such a sweet boy.
He was just actor Zoolander. Mm-hmm. We are returning with probably Morgana getting Irene.
Come on, Irene.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. I made that joke. That was part of karaoke. Todd started singing Come on Eileen, but it was Come on Irene.
Incredible.
He also made Morgana sing Antihero, because even if she doesn't know the words, they'll come to her.
Oh, and the best part yet is that Morgana's like, yes, unfortunately I do. And then the world found out that Nora was the biggest
Swiftie.
Taylor Swift fan. But I will go to the dormitory area quickly to Irene and just kind of give like a gentle hello, wakey wakey.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't feel good. I don't feel good at all.
I might be able to help with that. Can I try and like de-drunkify? Just give a little pat.
Yeah. Roll plus weird.
Beyond human limitation.
Yes.
Yay. That's an 11.
11.
Oh, excuse me. What? No side effects.
The fuck? You can do that?
Yes, I'm magical.
You could have done it sooner, but you know, whatever.
I thought you needed a good nap. A drunk nap is usually a nice nap. Anyway, we have things to do. You need to get dressed.
I am dressed. I didn't bring any change of clothes.
Sorry. I
left my car on the side of the road.
Remind me, we need to go shopping at some point. We really need to go shop.
You just dropped me off at my motel.
No, if you are with me, you need to be wearing like something just a little bit more. Just a little more. Like a little more.
I'm starting to get why that video said that you were a big threat.
Morgana, are you being judgy again?
Not much. Anyway, we need to go.
Okay. All right. All right, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Where are we going?
I will bring to my sister daughter's house.
What? Why do you have to say it like that? God damn it.
I love everybody who like still has a mind that has existed in perpetuity since Arthurian times. It's just like, yeah, what? It's fucked, but I'm gonna say it.
My sister daughter's house.
Also, Morgana taking away Irene's hangover very much gave me the vibes of like a CIA handler that's just like, get up here, just snort this, come on, let's go.
Not wrong. Not at all wrong.
What is that aspirin you gave me? It's really helping. It's speed. Okay.
Yeah, it's aspirin. Speed. Sure.
But I will bring Irene to where we're going. Little snap. So teleport.
I need a weird check.
Very nice. That is a 13.
Do you have the advanced move for use magic?
Yes, I do.
where precisely in the house do you want to appear?
In the kitchen.
With no sound, no like loud crack or anything, just...
There's like a purple door outline because she just draws a door, opens it.
Do I see the purple glow coming from the kitchen?
Yeah. Out of nowhere, the fridge opens and Morgana steps out of it. And the fridge closes.
What is with visitors tonight?
And then Micah appears behind the fridge and opens the door and like looks for something. Is there anything good in the fridge?
No, because the dragon just went through the trap.
Oh, cool. Okay. Shuts it.
Ah, cool. Sunny D.
Oh my god, don't. I want Sunny D now so bad.
There's probably like a half-eaten pizza that's like literally has a literal dragon bite out of it.
That's still pizza.
I'm going to start making some tea and coffee.
Well, honestly, if Gary made the place more like flippable, then yeah, probably has tea and coffee.
Yeah, there's probably a literal brick of tea.
I was going to say, Karen doesn't come here very often, so I don't really know what's here. She usually is in her office.
Irene trips on her way in.
Oh, you have... I haven't met Irene, have I?
No.
Who the fuck? No, you haven't.
Oh, this Irene. Karen, Irene. She's my new PI.
Why the fuck do you have a PI?
This is the intern. She's shadowing me for the day.
You know she's okay. You know what? She's
very good.
What
do I know?
She's limited knowledge of the supernatural. The point is, she's already gotten over to the shock phase, I think.
No.
Okay, I thought we were. It's fine.
It's been like 5 hours. For most of it, I was extremely inebriated.
What were you hired to do as a PI?
Originally, I was supposed to find Wendy Nanowitz and figure out what happened to her husband Merle, but I'm starting to learn that things are a bit more complicated.
Yeah, execution didn't actually go the way it's supposed to.
People keep saying that word, and it's really
The one that swung the sword.
All right.
I'm sorry, and you weren't aware of any of this before starting to look into Wednesday?
No. Well, why would I be?
Why were you following me then?
Obviously, your connection with Wednesday.
She thought I was Nora. It's fine.
I mean,
still think you kind of are, but whatever.
You're in Nora's body. Well,
it's kind of a both situation.
Okay.
See, like sister, daughter, me. It's a whole.
You guys
say that. You just so weird.
Sometimes you people will say words, and they're just clumped together. And they don't make sense.
Here, I open up I grab the Google Chrome, I type in Morgana Le Fay, and I just turn and highlight like one paragraph that explains
I get
basics.
That. I'm like, there you go. I get it. I got that. I went to school. I know what's going on in that aspect. What I don't understand is everything else.
Which part?
All of it. I don't understand why literary heroes are fucking around. I just walked through your goddamn fridge.
Yeah, I didn't like that part either.
I didn't either. I didn't like it. It was bad.
But teleportation does make things a lot faster, though. You can teleport naked, just so you're aware. Be careful about that.
Why would I want that?
Did no one tell you how to do the trick so you don't have... You have to make it like you have to tack the clothing to your skin and then it's part of your skin. It's a whole thing.
When you're learning spells for the first time, you learn the hard way sometimes. And then you just charm the person to give you a sweater.
Okay, I think this is all just a little overwhelming for our friend Irene. And I say this, you hear the sound of like... like a meditation video playing softly in the back of your head.
God damn it.
Not you, Karen. Irene, who is mundane and would have no reason to suspect any sort of...
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You just start feeling really calm and like, okay.
Right. As soon as Karen hears you start talking cabin, she's like, okay, it's not me. Never mind.
Yeah,
doesn't feel it on her. She's like, okay. No,
everything is fine.
Is Athusa still invisible?
Yeah, unless you tell Athusa to...
Before everybody comes in, I would have placed Athusa on, like, a a couch or something, or a chair or somewhere that they won't be sat on.
As soon as you said a couch, yes, I'm like, this is going to end so bad.
Somewhere where it looks like there's other stuff there so people don't sit there. As they just sit here, don't move or talk.
Irene, I'm sure you have some questions.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not that big of a deal. I can just roll with it, I guess.
So, great. So welcome back. You brought friends, I see, Micah. Are we having a sleepover? Are we going to the Pentagon? Like, what's happening?
I think we're going to the Pentagon.
Oh, Pentagon.
All right. Yeah, I lied. I do have a question. Why would we go to the Pentagon?
Do you want the truth?
She can handle it.
Okay. The Greek gods and Loki are trying to take over and create a whole new pantheon and take over probably the world.
Now, are you going to the Pentagon to deal with that, or are you going to the White House to deal with the necklace?
I mean, we should probably get the necklace first. We should probably go to the White House, get the necklace first.
Yeah.
You want the necklace?
Yeah.
Why?
So I could put Nora back in her body when I make your body. I can't do that once you're in another body as easily.
That may have to wait a little bit.
I didn't bring my passport.
You don't need
a passport. You don't need one.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I mean, technically, I'm dead in the U.S., so it's like it doesn't matter anyway. I can't get a passport. Oh,
yeah, only in the U.S. Right.
Well, Homeland Security was after me for a little bit, but it's fine now.
Yeah, you going into the White House is actually real bad.
It was burned down. It's fine.
I don't understand what this has to do with finding Wendy Nunowitz and
Right the second, honestly.
All right.
Yeah, can I borrow a bed? Very little to do with finding.
Can I borrow a bed? Because
Well, actually, see, we know that Wendy likes to kill gods, and there are gods in Washington. So it would lead me to believe that she might be there.
What?
That is fair. That honestly actually is a fair assumption. She does like to kill gods.
That is very good at it. Pastime, yeah.
All right.
It's very obnoxious.
Who would do that? That's so insane. All right. Whatever. Yeah. Sure.
She kind of lost her mind, I think, a little bit when her husband got taken on her wedding night and executed.
Oh my God! Just drink and calm down. It's insane.
That doesn't work either. Nora did that. That didn't solve anything.
You guys are so fucked.
Irene.
Fine.
Okay. How much of my podcast did you listen to?
I mean, towards the last little bit, the part where, after you got in contact with Wendy.
Right. So, you know, when things got a little bit dark at the end there for the last couple of months?
Yeah.
All that stuff I was talking about is real. Is real.
Oh, yeah. That was when I was a demon, wasn't it?
Your producers changed the listing to supernatural fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I thought you were doing an experimental piece.
No, I was actually under the employ of a very sinister being, and I was sending out supernatural propaganda on his behalf.
Ah.
Wasn't that when we worked for the same person accidentally?
Yes.
Ah.
I hate when that happens.
So if that clears anything up.
I mean, somehow it does, and also I have more questions, but we're just gonna
summarizes our lives, honestly. I think
honestly it's very refreshing to speak with somebody who isn't familiar or entrenched in all of this stuff. It really makes me miss the good old days.
You know what sucks?
I get it, the show has gone on too long.
I'm fully entrenched in your lives, but apparently not this side of it.
Well, yeah, because that would be bad if that part was out.
That's insane. I didn't have one clue. Not one.
That's good, honestly.
Well, I'm why would I?
Glad why you would never I? Caught me doing magic. I'd be really concerned.
I mean, why would I have? If I saw it, I would have just thought it was like you were getting into being a magician. I don't know.
Chris Angel, mind freak.
Exactly.
That shit's real.
As they're talking, can I recall the item?
You can roll plus weird because you can also summon, and it would fall under summoning Nora.
Oh, come on.
Then she's the one that put it there? Yeah. As long as you can roll well enough.
I got a 4 plus 9.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
So you're going to get an added effect. You go to summon, it doesn't come to your hand. Instead, appearing in front of you is, at first they're going to be facing the wrong way. You think maybe it was like a Secret Service person or somebody, as it's like a black suit. You see some like tight hair that's pulled back into like a ponytail. But you catch the glint of the necklace in the hand and just turns around, just, hello.
I was infiltrating
the other places for the family, and I found this.
Yeah, it's mine.
Hi, Yezu.
Hello, Karen. Oh, you are new. Hello, I'm Yezu.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Irene. Nice to meet you.
Maka. Hello.
All right.
So it was okay. So we don't have to infiltrate the White House now.
Yeah. This guy seems extremely unperturbed by the fact that he was teleported here.
I'm a demigod. Mm-hmm. My parents was Dionysus and Diana. Well, she was kind of a beach, but you know, she died.
I will still
avenge if I need to, but you know, I'm gonna forgive and forget on who did it because she's, you know, she's a boss bitch.
Why are people avenging?
Murder.
All over the place.
It's sort of what we do around here.
I mean, my entire life story for the last few years has been vengeance, just, to be fair, completely honestly.
Yeah, it's real normal around here. You know, heroes, gods.
Yeah. I had a whole angry arc where I disappeared and angstily killed a bunch of werewolves, you know.
Oh my god, stop.
But that's where you went.
Why do you guys kill me?
That's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Kind of hot, too.
Kinda. Well, I didn't have a soul, so I was just kind of... Yeah,
will
yeah.
you answer the question?
Karen just like kind of looks away at that one. Suddenly, like,
look, we can deal with a bad boy with no soul. I can fix him. I can teach him things.
No soul. All right.
Yezu, you're making me blush.
All right.
I prefer to call it the rosé.
Necklace, please.
Yeah, about this. Why? Yeah.
It's mine.
Nah. I laugh. Nah. It's someone's. I know who used to own this.
Yes, we plan to save her. I'm being good now.
I know who owned it before then. But thank you for admitting to me that you are not Nora.
Hmm. No. Lost my touch.
It's fine.
Need that necklace, though. Nora's in it.
Yes. Oh, we doing a Freaky Friday.
Eventually.
I need Morgana to roll plus charm.
Oof.
Can she get help because I'm...
You can roll plus cool. Yeah.
Wait, am I good at that? I'm not terrible at that.
Who's really good at it? Wednesday.
Unfortunately, I can't use weird on him because he'll know.
He will know.
I got an 8.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh no.
That's a botch. That's a full on botch. It's a botch, 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 botch.
I take back my helping. I don't want to help anymore.
With an 8, that means you fall under the same outcomes. Like you,
nope, I don't want to help anymore.
You don't get that choice.
Mm-mm, you took your hand off the chess piece, baby.
No, my hands are still on the dice.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here is how it goes. I like a lot of you. I try not to hate anybody, but I do not trust everybody. We are missing a Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have a new girl.
If you could figure that out, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Hot good fellow. He knows.
You know Toddy. Hot Toddy. All right.
Yeah, Toddy, our friend Toddy. You know, yeah. we're
I'm still we're not going to give you the right. necklace. But
yeah, everyone knows Todd. It's fine.
Yeah,
last thing we knew, Todd. She asked to talk to Todd's wife and then
so everybody the thing left. That troubles me is that, like, eventually on helping Nora's good. I mean,
yes,
Nora's gray. In like a dark gray, but Nora's a hero, and I'm more than willing to help heroes who have helped everybody. But why are you using it? What the plans? Yezu is all for a good time, but bodily autonomy is a priority.
I need the necklace to put Nora back in her body.
And what is going to happen with Morgana? Could they separate it now?
Morgana will go into a golem.
Oh, that's fun. Don't let anyone judge you for needing to use artificial pieces. They're more durable, they last longer, they don't get tired.
I was going to say something and then I stopped myself. I've seen them break. They're not that much more durable, but okay.
Just white knuckling, like whatever she's holding on to. Just okay. Full on.
So we're going to do that. And then the soul snatching necklace is going to power the golem.
Out of character, does it need that?
No.
It needs something.
It's going to need something. It could use that.
Then Karen, with Karen out of character. So Karen's read the book about making golems and everything, and she understands the concept and how to do it.
You would need something to store the soul, kind of like a phylactery, which the necklace is.
Okay. So then she'll say that is an option. Yes. That is something that would work.
Okay. So that is the whole situation. All of that sounds very useful. I got a little problem, and it's nothing against any of you.
That you need the necklace.
But I was asked to pick it up, and if I do, I no longer have to be a demigod.
Who asked you to pick it up?
A few people, but you know who. The original owner. But there's apparently a seat open at the big boy table, and...
couple seats open.
Yeah, quite a few. Lots of them. Hey, Jesus, here at the party. But opportunities can't be wasted. I like you all. I'm not looking to cause problems.
I have a question.
Of course.
Did they ask you just for the necklace?
Oh, interesting. So, there's a few things being looked for. And, okay. I'm feeling kind of like a bad guy here. And I don't want to do that.
Oh, I don't think you're one.
Of course not. We're tight. But they are looking for something that can empower a demigod to replace their murdered mother.
Mm-hmm.
Something that can restore the power of gods in a physical sense. A golden fleece that I happen to know some people were carrying around. Now, I haven't told them that.
That's good, because I don't know where it is.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, the reason why I ask about the necklace specifically is because if they're only asking for the necklace, then we could put the soul that I need from the necklace in something else.
Oh, that's...
And we could still keep the necklace.
That's a good... Oh, yeah, I felt you had... Look, you're all heroes, and, heroes are kind of mythological hoarders. You defeat the thing, you keep the thing, and then, oh, nah, it's useful later against another thing. But, if that's just the case, I'll happily help your friend. I just need to get the necklace to the people. Well, yeah, I will just say people.
I'm going to give a look to Micah of, do you want me to murk him? What are we doing?
Best bet, you got 3 days.
It
broke action on that one.
Really funny. You killed it.
Micah holds up his hand. To Morgana. No. Yezu.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
What?
This whole coup that the gods are planning, this whole business.
Okay. Yeah, kinda, but yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
Roll plus charm.
Got you. My best skill.
This is also going to potentially destroy Irene, because I don't think Irene knows who Yezu is at this point.
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, wow. Thank the dice. That is an 11 minus 1 for a 10.
Nice.
Ooh. He's going to pull a chair from the kitchen table, because I kind of just feel there's a 1950s little square kitchen table with the chrome accents and stuff in this cottage.
Excellent.
Like that vintage quaint feel that Rosemary would have definitely. Or
Micah tabletop.
But he would just kind of pull one and sit there and just, you see right through me, Micah. Look, it's not even about the power. I don't care about the power. I don't care about being big god. I mean, the roles need filled. The big thing is they're going to reset stuff to a pantheon. And that might kind of suck, but it's also going to topple this really annoying thing that everybody did in my name, even though I don't like it. And, like, I would really, really love it if, like, look, I'm really tired of this whole Christianity thing and the whole Jesus stuff and all of that. Like, the horrible things people have done saying they're doing it for me, and I didn't ask for none of that.
And you deserve
better, Yusuf. These guys aren't that great either, but at least they're honest about what they do and what they want. I threw a few really wild parties. I got some groupies for a bit. And then, like, oh no, I accidentally started a cult. So I tried to back out and went, oh, maybe without the leader, the cult will kind of disband and everything. But no, it just kept going. Now it's like everywhere and they're really getting it wrong. But I kind of figure at this point, if I were to show up and even be like, hey, I'm the guy, they would go, no, you're not. Because they don't care anymore. Yeah.
Well, also because you don't look like the pictures anymore that they have.
Oh, it shifts anyways. I never looked like that, dude.
I know you didn't. I'm just saying it's also why they'd be like,
we've all seen Star Wars Episode 1. That's fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
The second coming of fucking Ewan McGregor. I don't think that's who it was. I don't remember anymore. I'm a little buzzed.
Always a little buzzed.
It's okay. So just here's the real deal. Let me cut to the chase. Okay. How sold are you on Oberyn's leadership?
Oh, he ain't gonna be in charge. He's a fairy king. They give him his little fiefdom and all that stuff, but like, really? No. Ran, he's getting to have his fun and everything, but he's under the thumb of Loki.
Karen instantly grimaces and, like, there's, like, the smell of smoke just a little bit.
And, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Zeus thinks he's in charge, but, like, let's be honest. The boy's sweet and he has abs for days, but the brain's not. Let him think he's in charge. Let him run his little show. And you got, oh, all of a sudden Hermes the messenger is delivering messages that he wrote instead of Zeus. Like, I've seen this go before. Chiron's not really going to care too much as long as monsters get to show up on the world again. It's been ages since anybody's seen a Kraken or a Hydra. So, like, lots of water ones. Oh, yeah, that's where he lives. It makes sense. And then, like, Hades. Eh. Look, you always got one responsible one who always is cleaning up after the other brothers who are, you know, not to be mean, but fuck-ups. Right. So, like, he's there. He's making sure the shit's running, but...
So you are going to let us before. Use, well, yeah, okay, you are going to let us use the amulet, right?
Yeah, I'll let you guys get Nora out of it, that's cool.
Okay, great.
Then I got to get the whole thing down to Hermes, Loki, and names. That's why I just went back to the first one, yeah, so.
You're not
wrong with it, but like it's one of those things where like you got a nickname that started real cool and then people start doing real shit things with it, so like you don't want to be called that no more, but yeah, no, I get it.
Right.
You need some wine?
Me.
You look in emotional and maybe psychological distress.
A little bit.
And he goes and like he grabs a glass, just goes to the sink. There you go.
Thank you. It's me. It's Irene. Remember from earlier. And I never left.
It's the now. But no, you're good.
From the time when I was a kid and I was doing the thing. You know, it's like
what thing?
The thing. My parents used to drag me to church. You know what I mean?
I don't want to come off rude on this one, but do you think I'm in every church? I don't like what they do. I'm in none of them, dear. I'm just being me and letting people be D.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have to anymore, but I was going to apologize for not going to church since I was like in second grade.
No, it's fine. Probably one of the smartest things you ever did, dear.
Okay, thank you. Also, I was wondering if you, what you thought about Jesus Christ Superstar. Are you into that?
The costuming is, oh my God.
Okay.
I love a musical.
It is a really good musical.
It's really good.
No, it's really good. they did a remake in 2000. It's really good.
I prefer the 2012 UK Arena Tour. With
I will admit.
Tim Minchin as Judas. Incredible.
I will admit, a little uneasy. It's kind of like a really good movie that's an autobiography. Or that's a biopic.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of like that. Have you seen that movie that's on the Roku from last year, Weird?
That is
with the Harry Potter boy.
Incredible film.
No.
Yeah, like, it's the biopic of Weird Al Yankovic, but, like, it's not real.
Yeah.
It didn't even try to be real.
It's incredible.
Yes, yes.
And Jesus Christ Superstar never goes, this is the history. They're like, let's have some fucking fun.
Yeah, but
so, like, I'm fun with it.
But you kissed Judas, right? Be honest.
I called them groupies for a reason. We all fucked.
All right. Great.
You heard it here first, folks.
You think we didn't?
I'll be honest. I feel a lot better about everything now that you said that.
I didn't even have to do
anything. I am a guy walking around telling everybody, hey, it's cool to love one another. With 12 other guys who, like, really are into me. And my one friend is a chick that everybody calls a slut. Have you ever met what a beard is?
Yeah.
There's another term for it. It ends in hag, but, like, I try not to say it anymore, and I don't know what the new lingo for it is, but, like...
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall for everybody. Like, come on.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Everybody wants to say how great I am, but nobody says, hey, Yezu Fox. Like, cool. You're saying, like, I got a great personality, but not...
No.
You give me the abs.
Yeah.
But I never use them?
Yeah, I never believed that you died a virgin. That's disgusting.
I'm literally... They say I'm a carpenter. I'm great with wood. And nobody got the joke.
There it is, yeah.
Oh, it's a joke.
Aaron starts cracking up.
They call me the carpenter.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm always polishing knobs.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Damn. I get it. All right. This is actually... I want you to know that this has, like, been the greatest... night of
if
my
our
life
network
just because of this right here
exists a month from now. Luckily not enough people know about us to piss people off.
We're all gonna get black bagged by the Catholic Church.
They can't. I'm confirmed. Suck it, have fun, bitches. I'm going to heaven.
I don't wanna
right now. Let's go.
But I have it in my back pocket. But
look, as long as it's like a dry heat down there, I'm cool.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, that's what I'm... Honestly, I would prefer humidity. I'll be honest.
You are wrong.
Because I live in a dry desert.
I've lived in both. You are wrong. Yeah. Trust me.
I don't know why I'm doing an accent.
Especially
I really
care about your hair. You are wrong.
But that's the thing. When I lived in South Korea, I never had to do my hair, though, because it was so humid that I would just let it go, and I would get the Latin curls.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't have to.
All right.
You know? It's great.
Ma says, humidity is hell, Ashton. It is hell.
It makes me look good. That's the only reason. Okay? I'll be honest. I look hot when it's humid.
Yeah, just when it's humid, Ashton. That's not what you're known for on this channel. All right. But yes, now it is canon in my world that Carpenter is just how much dicks Yezu got.
Your world. Incredible. Real world.
Yeah, this is real world canon.
Yeah, I mean, watching. I'm cool with it.
Dude, JC and the boys were out there, you know what I mean?
The lesbian is going to stop talking about dicks now in this conversation and is going to suddenly be like, so we were going to go to the we were going to do stuff, weren't we?
I don't know what we're going to do. I'm really just here because I apparently have to be.
I just need to find a way to get the soul out of that necklace.
Yeah, it's a perfectly normal thing to say. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I know how to do that. Do I know how to do that? I don't think I know
how
to do that.
You can roll plus sharp. I doubt it.
I could have a Merle meeting and hate myself.
You could.
Look,
I've done all the iconic characters tonight. What's one more? Not my best Yezu night, but
it reminds me of what's his name from Barry, the Chechen, the leader of the Chechen mob, Batty. You're so cool, Batty.
Yeah, he started as Martin Short from Father of the Bride.
Mm.
And, like, when I had him be kind of bad, he very heavily based off two Russian guys I was stuck in a flight with that kept plying me with vodka.
That's very good.
Not the accent, but just the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is much more where our two Russian guys came from.
Cosmo.
Is this investigate a mystery?
Yes. We won't let it be investigate a mystery.
I got a 13.
Oh.
And I have the advanced move.
Yeah, so you're going to get four questions. Because I did brush up on what happens if you use the open-ended questions and the advanced move, is you get a fourth question.
So... do I have the words? I know there is a necklace. That's not going to be one of my questions. Mm-hmm. How do I make the necklace or a vessel to hold a soul?
Ah, there we go. One second. I don't want the video. There we go. I want to quickly check this gem. That, I think, is the one I was looking for. Yes. So, you are going to need a garnet from Hades, the location.
Okay. Second question, is there, what was my question about specifically again? Or my search about?
Making another necklace.
Okay. Is there a way to add a property to the necklace that will split souls completely from each other?
The necklace itself would be for trapping souls. However, the two souls are already split.
Out of character, would I assume that that means permanently?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that does that include fate too?
Oh, we're talking about souls right now.
Okay. Not fate. Okay. Sorry, Nikki and I are brainstorming shit, so I was just
again. Is there seven sessions left? I expect this stuff.
Okay. I'm assuming that's my second question. Is there a way for me to combine the power of fate into the necklace to make it so that it is permanently separated?
Ooh. Here's the thing. And since it's the advanced move, I can give you like way more specific answers as well. You could inlay it with gold from Chrysos.
I don't know how to spell that word.
Chrysus.
Okay.
Chrysos is a divine being. He's another demigod, essentially. Kind of where Midas comes from as well. But you could inlay the gem with Chrysos, and it would permanently sever whatever's in the gem from fate. But that means you are essentially locking it away.
So it wouldn't be... Well, if I did that and then I... Okay.
You're looking remove it from fate, and that would kind of be like a... I'm blanking on the name of this. But essentially like a cage from fate.
Well, follow-up question. If we use that necklace then to power a golem...
Oh, there we go. Like a Faraday cage for fate.
If we use that necklace then to power a golem, would that not just make it a permanent body for the soul in the necklace?
It could. For that, you're going to essentially have to get enough of the gold to also run through the golem. So the energy can still like connect with all of the golem. Kind of build like a golden nervous system.
Okay. So just so I'm understanding this correctly, build a golem using enough of the clay, or using the clay, the proper clay and the gold from Sirius, the demigod, and get a garnet from Hades. I can then put Morgana's soul inside of that and then make a golem for Morgana that would permanently break Morgana away from fate.
Yeah, it would permanently seal Morgana in that golem, unless you made like another golem with the golden stuff in it to do it.
But she wouldn't be, that wouldn't be like breaking any of the agreements that we made, because I made you a golem and made you a permanent body.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be tricking you accidentally, right? So I'm not like misinterpreting it.
It would make making replacement golems much harder, but that's all.
But I just need to learn how to make a golem into a real boy and then we're fine.
True.
And that we could use that with the thing we were thinking of.
But. True. That's a possibility.
You do have another question. Do you want to know if making the golem into a real boy is going to affect any of us?
Yes.
Yeah. Doing that would make it a just completely living person again, which means they would not be immune to fate anymore. However,
fate would restart.
Depending on how you do it, you could potentially do it as it being a brand new person, which would reset their fate. However, you've also had some hints of what the costs of escaping so that you can become a brand new person entails with your little dragon friend, that Morgana might, to become a real person in that way, might lose all of her memories and all of her past.
Okay.
But Morgana is technically free, and it's the freshest of fresh starts.
So I think as like they're having this conversation, Karen is like pacing and like write, like pulls out a journal from some random place and like starts writing down. And like, Morgana, can I talk to you for a minute?
All right.
And I just like walk into like a spare bedroom that looks like it was built to be like an apothecary of sorts, and it has all of the things that Rosemary would have loved, and it was built for Rosemary even though she's not here. That's and there's sad. Like all the incense and stuff in here, so it smells very strong, but nothing's burning currently. It's just very dusty currently.
There is a microwave as well.
There is a microwave, sadly. It makes her sad every time she looks at it. It's the same microwave. Of
essential oil. It's the microwave from the break room. Yes. Yeah,
she stole the microwave from the break room.
This is kind of sad.
That's so sad. Look,
you lose your wife, and it's for 3 years. It's yeah.
I understand. I have my own room. I get it. But I'm just saying, this is sad.
Yeah. Thanks. I know. Anyways, now I brought you in here. I have an idea.
All right.
It has to do with what we discussed in the crystal room. It's a long shot, but if I can get some particular materials that might be very difficult to come by, I could make you a golem body that is threaded with the gold of Chris. The fuck do you say it? Can I just say Midas?
Yeah.
Okay, the gold of Midas with a vessel that's a garnet from Hades. Make it a permanent fate-breaking, a permanent vessel. And then if I turn that into a human, I can break you from fate. You'll be reset completely. You will no longer be on this twisted, turning spiral that you're on, but you will be reset, potentially.
What do you mean by reset?
You will get a new fate completely. I don't know what you'll remember. I don't
there
know.
There it is.
I don't know what you'll have, but you will be broken free from fate completely and out of any contracts that you're in. And you'll have your own body that is yours and yours alone to live the rest of your days in.
Can I make a check? I want to see if this is actually going to break. Like, would it actually break my,
yeah,
my thing?
Yeah, make a check.
Then 8.
You get one question.
Are there any type of asterisks that if I put some, not all of my memories, mostly just like my memories of how to cast and things like that, not my personal memories, would that then reapply the curse back to that body?
If it is a payment for your powers, keeping your powers will keep the payment. This is kind of, think of it as being able to claim spiritual bankruptcy. You can wipe your debt clean, but you don't get to keep anything.
Would it be like pre-powers? Would I have my pre-powers? Or would it just be everything gone?
Well, the question I have is the original deal, was it for immortality or was it for power? For magic?
Morgan Le Fay's made many deals.
But we're undoing the immortality one, correct? Like that's
this
the one that
sever
would be undoing
all of them, all the deals. It removed from fate. You don't get to pick and choose on fate.
I didn't realize there was a multitude of deals. Yeah. I thought that she was immortal and then learned magic on her own. That's what my brain.
Well, I mean, like she had magic before, but then it's just different.
Yeah, it became much more powerful.
I mean, you could always learn magic again, just the hard way.
Well, that's why I was, if it would be like the amount of power I had before.
The thing is it will reset you to one, but it'll still reset you to one. So anything Morgan Le Fay had that did not come from anyone else, you will have.
Okay.
The choices you make with that and whether or not you fall down into these roads again, because you will not have the experience to not. Because good and bad, your natural desire for more will still be there. You just will not have the life experiences, and you will not gain the ones Morgan Le Fay had. You will grow in a new life. So it is an opportunity to not make those mistakes if you were raised correctly.
With that in mind, there is no right and wrong. I could technically make it so that you're, well, if you wanted, we could also do a whole, like, you start from scratch, like you're a young child and raised again, if you wanted to.
God, but, no.
I'm saying that.
Come on, the lesbian couple wants to adopt a baby.
I'm not adopting my mom. That'd be weird. She doesn't remember she's my mom. So it'd be weird. But, or like a young adult again, like put you back at 21 at least. So you can still go drink.
Yeah.
But I was researching and I thought of that, and that could be a possible option. And then your and Nora's souls to be completely separated by fate. And if time resets again and the next iteration comes about, you will not be included in that iteration. You won't have to continue to have children and continue this deal. But it does mean like this is your life, however you choose to live it, to the end of its days. I don't know if everybody gets a reincarnation bullshit. We don't get to remember it. I don't remember my past, so, which is weird. I have past inside of me, so I should think I would.
I'd say start the process.
Okay. Getting the materials is going to be a bitch. Getting into Hades probably won't be too bad because Hades is kind of busy right this second. Getting enough gold for that golem, though. I have to play real nice with Midas. I have to get the clay.
I have a lot of things weaseled away. Let me see what I've got and get back to you.
Okay.
All right.
And then I'll walk. I'll like look at the room for a second, hesitate, sniff a bottle of rosemary, and then leave.
We cut to a location. It's not perfectly clear where it is, but it's also not possibly not a place at all. It's this kind of infinite plane. The black floor, kind of a red, smoky sky. And standing there, in the nothingness, is Nora. That is when a man, who looks like Mickey Rooney dressed as Willy Wonka, shows up. Seems you've been left all alone.
Yeah, don't know exactly what the hell is going on here, but yeah, trapped. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fucking fun.
It's fine. Time's a construct in places like this. You ever dream a whole day and it's only been a few hours? Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't had a chance to introduce myself. Hypnos.